AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is keeping a key interest rate right where it is, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell says they are aware of trade tensions and other issues that may warrant a rate cut.
There was not much support for cutting rates now at this meeting. There was, as you see, a number of people wrote down rate cuts, but all of those, but apparently one, felt that that it would be better to see more to before moving.
Stocks rose and bond yields fell after the announcement. In a closed-door hearing, the House Judiciary Committee heard from former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks.
It really is quite sad to watch.
Democrat Ted Lieu says Hicks didn't answer many questions about her time in the White House. The ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says Hicks has been here before.
She's been to the Hill twice before. She's reported in the Mueller report. This was simply something that is, again, a redo, which seems to be the summer of reruns in my committee because we're simply talking about things that are already out there in the public or are getting the same answers over and over again.
As Hicks was testifying, President Trump tweeted the investigation is extreme presidential harassment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is ruling out a censure of President Trump if the House can't impeach him.
It has to run deep. It can't be the Democrats impeach in the House, the Senate, in his view, exonerate, and the Republicans exonerate in the Senate. That this president must be held accountable.
Pelosi says censure would be a day at the beach for the president. In New York, Keith Raniere, the former leader of a purported self-help group, was convicted of federal conspiracy and racketeering charges centering on lurid details of what prosecutors called a secret society of sex slaves within a community in upstate New York. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler announced today a landmark Obama-era effort to wean the nation's electrical grid off of coal-fired plants is being replaced. This is AP Radio News. An AP NORC poll says asked Americans about election interference.
Democrats are more likely to express the highest level of concern, but both parties have at least some concerns. Overall, half of Americans say they're extremely or very concerned about foreign interference in the form of altered election results, even though hackers would face challenges at polling places. About half of those polled are very concerned about the possibility of foreign governments influencing political candidates or affecting voters' perceptions of candidates. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recorded singing by a rare white right whale for the first time. Now, this won't win any singing awards, but it's pattern calls made by male North Pacific right whales. They make sounds described as gunshot calls, up calls, screams, and warbles to possibly lure a mate. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.